Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support by Banker's Title, which salutes the strong efforts of our military personnel. Banker's Title thanks you for your service and wants to now serve your real estate settlement needs, working with all lenders, purchasing or refinancing. Look for their number at hunter@sunrise.com. Banker's Title, integrity, security, excellence. Also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And last but not least, support from Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands. Staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians, if you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And joining us today, after all that long soliloquy, is Doug Allen Wilcox. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, well, we'll catch up with what you've been doing here in a minute, but what would you like to do for us first?
I believe I'm going to ease into things this morning. I'm going to start off with a little instrumental. This was on my last EP, I think.
Okay, all right.
but this is called It Takes a Train.
Excellent. Here's Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I'm here to tell you, Doug, that it is on your last recording. which is called Good Measure.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, indeed.
Was this put out recently?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you got a minute, I can tell you a story. Back in April, I was to be down here in the Tidewater area for a whole string of events. Your show is going to be one. Mm-hmm. I was doing a concert for Tidewater Friends,
right.
A number of things, and I had some recorded material that I was trying to get ready for that tour.
Right.
And I kind of like doing things in little EPs. I like 5 and 6 song
sure.
chunks. So I had finished a recording that I believe you have
mm-hmm.
For that tour specifically, had it all set to go, and then COVID came.
Yep.
Really, my last in-person gig ended up being the end of March.
Right.
So that was canceled. The whole April thing was canceled. But in the meantime, I had actually started some recording for additional songs and getting that last EP done. And that ended up becoming the one you have in your hand there, Good Measure.
Gotcha.
So it was put out, I don't know, I may be wrong, but I want to say it finally was released around May.
Okay.
So it kind of came from the extended recording session that started back at the first of the year for April, but yeah.
Well, I like this album cover. You always have the nicest little album covers.
Thank you.
Did your wife do this, or do you do this?
It's the cross stitch. It's a part of that was me digitally, and part of that was an image that an uncopyrighted image. Although Abby does do cross stitch, so
she
was sort of the inspiration.
Is she very good at it?
She is. She is.
By the way, Abby is Doug's wife,
yes.
And she happens to be here.
She's
in
here.
The studio with us.
Mask on.
Which reminds me to tell you that we are at Sonicwall Studios.
Yes.
And we want to thank Joe Talley for doing this today.
Yeah.
He's mixing the audio as usual here, which we really appreciate. So these songs, you put these songs together over how much time?
Some of these had been in the works for a while, so just unrecorded. There are a couple of tunes on there that were recorded, maybe a decade ago, and that CD is since out of print, and these are refreshed versions.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, between one thing or another, there may be one brand new song on there, and the rest have sort of been drawn from stuff I've been playing out for quite a while, whatnot.
Gotcha. And where is Wednesday Morning? Is Wednesday Morning Records your?
That is my label. My very first recorded effort came out about the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, I instituted my own label, and everything since then has been released.
It's an interesting name.
We started recording the first project on a Wednesday morning.
Ah.
So there you go.
I knew there was some story behind that. We're talking with Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
I'm going to play a song called Shelter You. Just within the past week or so, I've been contacted by a friend of mine who lives in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
She works with a homeless community out there, and they're putting together a benefit CD, which is going to include folks like Tom Prasado Rao. A bunch of nationally touring people, David Lamott, Eric Schwartz, a bunch of folks for people who do the folk festivals and conferences and may be familiar with a lot of these names. But she asked me if I would please include a song, and so Shelter You is...
You know, it's kind of weird. This is kind of be a...
I bet it's more than just kind of weird.
This morning... this morning, I put up a video at Hunter at Sunrise Music of Tom Prasada Rao doing a song, and they said it was part of a project later, I guess, in the autumn. Is it the same one?
That may be.
I think his song was called Out of Darkness.
He just did a tune, and I'm not sure about that song, and that may be something else. He just did a tune written for, it's called $20 Bill.
Okay.
Written for George Floyd.
Right.
And that song has gotten Tom exposure in Acoustic Guitar Magazine, which is a big national.
Yes.
He's gotten a lot of very warranted feedback from that song. But yeah. Tom's just great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, go ahead and do your song.
We
just digressed.
I have a tendency to do that.
Here's Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you. Understand the sadness and understand the cause. Remember there were brighter days and the light will break on through. When you feel the dark surrounding, I will shelter you. I will shelter you when there's a storm upon your ocean. I will shelter you when there's no beacon to behold. I will shelter you when you're tossed upon the water, trying hard to find a home. Shelter you when you need some understanding. The world just feels too cold. I will shelter you when your body's on the water, trying hard to find a home. Well, keep looking for those brighter days, for the light to shine on through. Until that time, believe me, I will shelter you. I will shelter you.
Got to tell your wife she could also applaud here. I always forget.
Well, the last time we were in the studio with you, your wife was also there.
Yes.
And so I think Denise showed Abby the ropes. Of it.
Yes.
You know, it was okay to applaud. It was okay to do this.
And if anyone knows the ropes, it's Denise.
That's funny.
Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise. You know, that is a beautifully sounding guitar.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, can you give us just a little bit about what this guitar is all about?
This is a carbon fiber guitar, and actually Joe Talley, our engineer here, can also has carbon fiber. He can tell you about it as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is built, there is no wood in this guitar other than some wood accents that I put on myself. I changed out some bridge pins and did some things that guitar geeks would know about. But it's entirely made from carbon fiber. We're using just the pickup here this morning. Joe is mixing just the pickup. So what you hear is a very nice dual source pickup in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is made by Rainsong. And I do love this guitar.
Well, it does have a beautiful tone to it. Really does.
I'm glad to hear that.
And you play it just perfectly. It's just amazing. When is this? You just did this Shelter U. You said there was going to be a part of an album. Could you go over that a little bit more?
Correct. I can tell you as much as I know, which is not a lot at this point. The organization is called Welcome Home.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Minnesota. I can't tell you off the top of my head now. I don't remember where my friend lives, somewhere in the interior of Minnesota. But it's an organization. The CD is going to be called Helping Hands.
Okay.
And that info is going to be fairly widespread on Facebook, at least.
Okay.
When it comes out. I don't anticipate anything happening until after the first of the year, I don't believe, because there are 20-some artists contributing, so it may even end up being a double disc.
Right.
If you're on Facebook, you can look for info on that. Checking out my profile or my page on Facebook, if one is interested in that CD, is a good way to find out info. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How have you and your wife been dealing with the pandemic? You knew this question was going to come up, it sounds like.
Well, what other questions are there? Yeah. I explained I had my last gig at the end of March, and I think probably some people had been cut off before then. Everything I kind of personally, I watched all my shows, because by the end of the winter, the first of spring, I normally have most of my schedule for summer and fall set, and I watched everything just tick right off the calendar as we went along. And so I've done a few live stream shows on Facebook. I have done a little bit of radio previous to this. Mostly I have not worked since the end of March.
Mm.
Abby works for the government, and they sent her... works for a contractor. They sent her home to work not too long after. So she's been working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week from home.
And
that's helpful.
Yeah.
And it gives me peace of mind, too, knowing that she doesn't have to go anywhere. And like you were mentioning previously, we really make few trips out.
Yeah.
You know, we're hyper vigilant, so I don't know. It doesn't get easier, is the thing.
No, it doesn't. It seems like it keeps on going on and on.
It keeps going, and I'm watch the scientific info coming in, and I hope that there's a change, but you know, the people that know are saying right now, possibly middle of 2021, you know, another year maybe before things.
Yeah, that's hard to even put my head around that one.
Exactly.
We're talking with Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more song for us here?
I would love to do one, and this is going to be... This should go okay.
How's that? Of course it's going to go okay.
This was a tune. Again, I talked about re-recording some previous stuff. This was a song that was on my first CD in the year 2000, and I'm going to play it in a different way. It hasn't been played out or re-recorded since then. So I just kind of ran across it about a week ago, and I thought, that song fell by the wayside. How can I redo that? So we're going to end up this session here with a bit of a sad song. I hope that's okay.
But, no, that's okay.
This is called Last in the World.
Here's Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Time in one man's life when he's gotta let it go.
There's a fire in my soul, burning bright. This old world wants to be so hard, reaching to put out the light. There's a longing deep inside, must be some way for my tears to dry. I think I'll be the last in the world to know. Look for something I can do when my hopes and dreams are all I have to lose. Time in one man's life when he's gotta say a prayer. There's a place in this man's heart that knows the answer's there. Been searching silently, they say your love will set you free. I think I'll be the last to think I'll be the last in the world to know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, the new EP is called Good Measure. And where can you get this?
That's available from my website, dawilcox.com. And of course, I would always like you to buy a download or buy a copy, but it is also on Spotify and Amazon and all that stuff. So
okay, good. Excellent. Well, thanks for venturing out to do this interview here today. Thank you so much, and I wish you a good trip back. You live in Northern Virginia, right?
Or we actually live in a little further than that, Western Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was up north of here.
Hagerstown, for folks who are familiar with that neck of the woods. So
we wish you a good trip back.
Thank you.
No traffic.
No traffic.
No traffic. Doug Allen Wilcox here on Hunter at Sunrise.